Congrats to producer Porkchop. A big win right there. Song of the day. Big week for you and Mackenzie. What, two wins apiece for song of the day?
Yes, that is correct.
A shocking week since I typically lose.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exciting.
I got one. Live the Web Girl. You going to win next week? What are you doing? No wins this week.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Hey, want to remind you, we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 and in Houston, Texas on Radio Now 92.1. And in Houston, in H-Town, still dealing with Tropical Depression Imelda. If you need any updates, text the word STORM, that's STORM, to 60796. We'll continue to give you updates. And if you're listening in Houston, you want to call in, kind of give us an update for other people, or maybe you got some information to pass along, our number, you're more than welcome to call. It's 833-563-2539. I'm wondering, because I don't actually deal with this anymore, but I think technically everybody on the show that is single could deal with this, Porkchop and Mackenzie. Do you think that filters should be banned from dating apps? Because the dating site, and I don't think a lot of people use it anymore. I used it for a bit. It's called Plenty of Fish. That's one of the things. It's not necessarily like Grindr or Bumble or Tinder, but it's still out there. They're saying that they are banning photo filters to make it harder for people to misrepresent what they look like. I guess they polled their members and the people that responded. 70%, so 7 out of 10 people on Plenty of Fish said, you know what, these filters are way too deceptive.
I actually agree with this because there's so many times where you see someone on a dating app and then you meet them and it's like, wow, like what happened?
I don't get why people wear sunglasses in their profile pictures because they can look so cute because maybe they have a great smile, which is awesome, but you need to take off the shades because I've seen, then you go to their profile, you're like, whoa, not what I expected.
So is that the biggest offender to you is like quit wearing glasses or
do you think
the filters on the phones?
In general, guys wear sunglasses, which you shouldn't do because women want to see what you actually look like. I don't know, filters, whatever.
You know what? I'm looking at my profile right now. Only one of five pictures has a filter on it.
Yeah.
Well, let me see. Can I see it real quick? This is more visual
for
the radio.
Well, this cracks me up, though, because, like, here's the thing. Like, on covers of magazines, when people get all, like, butthurt about people using filters, you know how filters have been around forever, and the aspiration of beauty, that's all filtered. So, I mean...
But I don't think people realize that how much it is. They just think that they're ugly compared to that. Oh, okay. I see the filtered photo Porkchop's doing.
No, that's not the filtered
one. Oh.
That's the filtered one.
Oh. I thought that was just good lighting. I thought you were Lizzo for a second.
Well, that's another thing, too.
Lighting.
The lighting, seriously, lighting is everything. I could take a picture of you and you could look horrendous and hideous, and then I could put you in really good lighting. You would look like a new man. It's all about the lighting.
833-563-2539. I feel like, and this is where I could be wrong, so please don't beat me down for this one, but is it a situation where more that men feel like women are using the filter and they don't look the same, or ladies have guys like totally misrepresented? Maybe it's just even the glasses alone, like Mackenzie's saying. And you're like, whoa, woof, what is this? Because I know, like, yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I think, necessarily filters, but if you put up a photo where you're like 50 pounds lighter, that's different. But I'm talking like where they filter it.
Yeah. I feel like guys who filter their photos, I think for me, and I know it is a double standard, but that's weird.
What?
No, like what if they're just filtering like they make their teeth whiter? Is that still weird to you? I mean,
no.
It's deception because if they have like candy corn teeth, they're like, whoa, what happened?
Right.
All right, Mackenzie, I want you to look at my filtered picture versus my non-filtered.
But here's the thing. You're trying, it's advertising. You're trying to get someone interested. Maybe it is a little false advertising.
But it's false advertising. I'm calling the Better Business Bureau, Mackenzie.
Okay, so here's, I'm looking at a filtered picture of Porkchop and then an unfiltered. The filtered one, he just looks, he doesn't have as many bags under his eyes because he's tired.
Oh, God, you don't have to say
well,
that
get
out loud.
Up at, we get no sleep, so I get it. But he still looks cute. I think a mix of not filtered and filtered.
Okay.
You know what I found dudes though?
What?
They love a girl, like they love dressed down in sweats more than like super all dolled up and perfect.
Me too. I prefer a girl without makeup. Because obviously I know you can look really good with makeup. I want to see what you look like naturally.
This is like lines in a song, right? Sweat, pants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. What song is that?
Or and there's John Mayer, like comfortable, like no makeup, gray sweatpants. That's why I'm just finding that men that I'm around, they just really prefer that.
Is that G-Eazy?
Maybe.
Him and I? Maybe I'm totally wrong with my
rap lyrics. Sometimes they do say that, and then they're like, why do you look dead? Why do you look so tired? They always say they want a woman all on natural, and then they're like, meh.
Wait, that's their pickup line? We might have a problem there, guys. Work on that one. Hey, if you have anything, men or women, I would love to hear what you think. If this is an actual thing, you're like, yeah, we need to get rid of these. You can hit us up, 833-563-2539. We'll find out what's happening in the garbage with Mackenzie in just 1 second. Don't go anywhere.